Yes.
All right, let me read that again.
Hold on. Hold on. Excuse me.
All right. This is saying that the Justice Department reaches $107 million settlement over redlining lending practices for communities of color nationwide.
I thought they were supposed to stop that.
They've been doing that forever.
They still doing it.
That's correct. All right, Philadelphia Health Department offers free cribs for safe sleep education of SID Awareness Week months for infants under 1 year old. You can get a crib from Philadelphia Department of Health. Okay.
Thank you.
That was nice.
Thank you. Yeah, that's nice.
All right.
Is it new?
Yes.
Oh, that's great.
Yes, the Philadelphia Health Department offers free cribs for safe sleeping for safe sleep education SID Awareness Month for infants under 1 year old.
Okay. That makes me want to go have a kid, huh?
I don't think so.
Oh, well, I ain't think so neat because they were giving out this crib, isn't it?
Yes, but it's only for this month.
Oh, never mind. Yeah, forget it. Cancel it.
Okay.
You have a baby, a bill for 18 plus years over a crib.
SID is sudden infant death.
That syndrome.
That's what SID is. I know somebody had that.
Yeah, me too.
Netflix is opening a physical stores, and Blockbuster has the perfect reaction. Blockbuster said, let's see what they do. But Netflix is going to open physical stores here in Pennsylvania. All right, Chime was fined $3 million for deceptive claims. You know what Chime is, don't you? That credit card.
Yeah, green and white card.
Yeah, well, they've been fined $3 million for deceptive claims.
Wow.
Huh?
You gotta be careful with all of those things.
Yes. But the thing of the matter is this. After you get the cards and they cheat you or scam you, it takes a long time to get your money back. It's not like you can get it back in a day or two.
Mm-mm.
It takes some while to file them. You most likely have to get a lawyer to sue them. Because they don't want to admit that they're wrong.
Don't nobody ever admit that they're wrong. You can sue them and they still tell you that they ain't wrong. They just...
That's true. Well, now they have they had a thing where this lady from joined TikTok eating all these oysters instead of chewing them, she kept swallowing them and she died. That was a TikTok challenge.
Well, I already had a conversation about that. Challenges, so
yeah, I do too. They need to stop it, that's what they need to do.
They could take it off the air for real.
Oh, yes, they do. But
people start killing themselves, it's time for you to take it off the air.
Well, it was a TikTok challenge,
yeah. But I'm saying any of them challenges, people are going to try it whether you tell them to stop or not, and then they just take it off. The people killing themselves is not even worth it.
No, it's not, because life is more important than a whole bunch of challenges. You supposed to know that's not what you grow. Who takes a whole bunch of oysters and swallow it without chewing it and get caught in your throat? That is automatically death. They can't even revive you. The oysters is still in your throat.
That's just stupid. So, I don't know.
And you know, oysters is not a small object that you put in your throat.
Well, they tell you when you're a kid, don't put it in your mouth. I'm leaving it like that.
No, because your esophagus cannot take an overflood of in the passage. You will choke, you will gag. Now, you're a grown person. You don't know that? Now, after maybe one or two, but you don't continually throw oysters down your throat without chewing. You expect to die. You expect it.
Yeah, I don't know what that's about.
That is not as somebody would say, a fake thing. You already got your throat jammed up. You expected that. That esophagus is not that big. And if it can get clogged up, you know you're going to choke to death.
Pretty much.
Oh, okay. So is that a form of suicide?
Not.
Or the challenge?
I guess the challenge is suicide.
I believe it is. It must be. Well, that's it for me.
Got anything?
Walgreens and Federal Rite Aid investors merger claims for $192 million. So I guess Walgreens is going to merge with Rite Aid since they're closing due to bankruptcy.
So they can stay open.
Yes. It's still going to be under Rite Aid, you know?
It probably won't. I wouldn't keep it under there. We're saving y'all behind.
All right, do that again. Rite Aid and Walgreens are going to emerge.
Yeah.
And the other thing is this. They have already put in that next year there will be more pharmacies closing down. In 2024.
Wow.
So if they can get together now, that might prevent them from closing next year.
Mm.
Now, another thing. Wait a minute. I wanted to read just happened. The state of Texas is suing the state of Texas is suing the Democratic Party due to Trump highway problem.
Mm.
Okay.
They always still be backing them. That's crazy. Like, right? Be quiet. Go ahead. I'm listening.
Well, that's it. So and these states can sue each other.
I see.
But it don't mean that they're gonna get no money. It's just the act of doing.
Oh, okay. That'll work.
Huh? It's just the act of doing. That's what it is.
They just want something to do, huh?
Yeah.
All right, well, the Lakers game is still on. It's about to be halftime. They up 56-52. That's all my sports for today. So
Chicago did lose. Chicago
who?
Bulls.
Okay, the Chicago Bulls lost today, ladies and gentlemen. The Chicago Bulls lost today, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, I have one more. It says here that the American Water Company is telling people, Pennsylvania American Water alerts central Pennsylvania customers to conserve water.
Nope, never heard.
Okay.
Mm-mm. One more time. The Chicago Bulls lost. The Phillies lost. And I believe the Texas Rangers lost.
Who's the Texas Rangers?
Baseball team. They was
playing. Oh, okay. Okay.
And they was down like 7-4, but I think it was the eighth inning, so I don't think they came back. I could check my phone, but I'm not. So.
Okay.
Halftime now in the Lakers game, 58-54 Lakers up. So we can wrap it up. We don't have to be a midnight special tonight.
Oh, no, we're not going to have a midnight special. They have one more. They said Paramount abruptly shuts down Showtime, shortly canceled all MMA programs. Boxing coverage and American is amid layoff. So Paramount is that company that shows films. They're going to shut down and they will not be showing any sports events. And that's it. A lot of the companies are shutting down due to layoffs, and that's why that passing of Pennsylvania striking people is necessary, because after a while people are going to get tired. They're going to walk off these jobs or strike, and they need an income. They need a way to live. So Pennsylvania will have to eventually pass that bill so that these people can have funds to live and not leave their houses for due to mortgage, due to utility bills, and food. So they probably will pass it. Because striking or walking off don't pay no bills, it don't feed you, and don't pay your rent or mortgage. So is that it?
Yeah.
All right, let's pray. Huh? You have something else?
No, that's it.
All right, let's wrap it up then. Father God, we come in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy. Thank you how you took care of us today, woke us up this morning, and Lord God gave us the use and activity of our limbs as we prepare to go to sleep tonight. Protect us from all hurt, harm, and danger, known and unknown. Remember our children who work at night. Bring them back home quickly and safely. Cover the vehicle that they ride in with your blood. And Lord, protect them from all hurt, harm, and danger on the road in the name of Jesus. And again, God, remember those that are sick wherever they may be. Heal, deliver, and set free. For we touch and agree. And Jesus said, by the stripes of Jesus, we're made whole. So we touch and agree. All fevers go down. Our temperatures go down. All kidneys, liver, and sugar conditions, and blood pressure be regulated. And heart, in the name of Jesus. Remember the military that are sick wherever they may be. Heal, deliver, and set free. Give the doctors and the nurses how to care for the individuals in their care again. May the doctors and the nurses be able to adequately give, perform, and do what is necessary to restore the men and women in their care. And then regulate heart, regulate pressure, regulate sugar and kidneys, and then lower temperatures in the name of Jesus. And then, Lord God, we want you to remember those in institutions, which is hospitals, nursing homes, prisons, mental institute, heal, deliver, and set free. Again, give the doctors and the nurses how to adequately take care of the men and women in their care. Show them what to do. Show them how to do it in the name of Jesus. And remember the military that has PTSD. Heal, deliver, and set free. Clothe them in their right mind. Give them mental and emotional stability. Let them be able to get the adequate help that they need to be restored back to normalcy in Jesus' name. And then, Lord God, for those who want to commit suicide, stop them. And then, Lord God, the question is, where will they spend eternity? Will they spend it with God or elsewhere? And remind them they have family and loved ones who will care for them and love them. And they have to consider this as they try and make an attempt, God, in Jesus' name. And Lord God, we thank you for your word, for it's quick, powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword. Send your word to meet everybody's need, everybody's situation, and circumstances. Remember those that are homeless. Let the city and state provide adequate housing that is affordable, convenient, and safe in Jesus' name. And Lord, remember our children. Open their eyes so they can see you. Open their ears so they can hear you. And tenderize their heart to your purpose, plan, and will. And as we end this prayer, Lord God, forgive us of our sins, shortcomings, and failures. Apply the blood of Jesus to us, our family, our loved ones, and the prayerless. In Jesus' name, amen. Good night.
Amen. Good night.
Amen. Good night.
Hello.
Hello.
Well, okay, did you get him?
No. I left him. I was actually waiting for him to get back to me, but I don't know if he's going to do it, but I ain't going to wait all night long either. So.
No.
I'll do the introduction. If
you
ain't on, we will start.
You don't want to skip all that. I understand.
Yeah, not the 3 in the moment.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, hold on. All righty. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. All right, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. On this October 19th, 2023, we will have intellectual conversations and a lot of other information. In the podcast. Let's have a podcast. Oh, yeah. By the way, this is my sports minute. The Phillies lost 2-1 this afternoon. So they're still up 2-1. But no, go. And as of right now, there's a game that's live. It's 35-34. The Suns against the Lakers. It's 4:07. Go ahead. Your turn.
Okay, Chinese-owned pork producer Smithfield prepares for United States listing, WSJ. So the Chinese did own Smithfield pork. Oh, now they're getting ready to sell it.
I bet.
I bet you they is.
The people want it, that's why.
Huh?
The people are on it.
Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of people were saying that the Chinese don't own nothing, but they do. It's just coming out now.
Don't nobody know who own what.
No, they don't. But Chinese do own Smithfield pork. Okay. They're going to sell it now to the United States. Okay.
But I ain't bad. They still getting money from it.
Yes, they are. All right, the next one is our cops are suing a teen for invasion of privacy after allegedly forced arrest goes viral. You want me to do that again?
Yeah, please.
All right. Our cops are suing a teen for invasion of privacy after allegedly forced arrest goes viral.
All right.
All right. That speaks for itself. All right, in California, a woman lost her life savings in a bank scam that began with a text message. So they're telling people, be careful. Do not answer text messages from a bank.
People don't listen.
All right, Temple University student was hit by SEPTA bus in North Philly. A Broad and Norris Street, number 16 bus.
Yeah, I don't even know what the 16 bus right is, but we just heard that.
The 16 bus?
Yeah, I don't know what the
16 bus is. That's a new number. It was changed. That's the Broad Street bus. Remember the street bus and the one bus? They changed it to the number 16.
Yeah, I don't remember the one, but I remember the C.
Well, they changed the C bus. Only goes a certain part.
They don't run up Broad Street no more?
Yes, but only a certain part. But then it came with the one bus. Now they change it to the 16 bus. It rides up and down Broad Street. That's where she was headed, at Broad and Norris.
Oh, okay.
Crossing the street. All right, Pennsylvania is a bill proposing unemployment benefits for striking workers. Get mixed emotions. They want to know now. They want to give the striking workers unemployment because if they walk off a job, they don't have no money and they can't get food stamps. So if the state of Pennsylvania passed this bill, unemployment can be given to people who strike so they can have something to live off of. And people are not going along with that because they feel like a lot of companies will be striking just to get unemployment for their workers.
Yeah, but that doesn't make sense because unemployment, you're not getting your full salary. But it's a good thing that they're trying to open up unemployment to striking workers because, as you said, they do need something to live off. They still have bills to pay. They still have to eat.
Well, if they get unemployment, they are eligible for now food stamps, and they couldn't get it before.
Well, depending on how much they made, they might still not be eligible for food stamps if they get unemployment. But they should allow them to get unemployment because they paid into it.
Well, the reason that's true, but they're arguing that, like SEPTA and the Board of Education, they want to go on strike, okay? And so the state is saying, we didn't pass that bill, but if we pass that bill, then you can get unemployment. But we're scared if we pass that bill, big companies will walk off and go on strike, and they can stay on strike as long as they want because they're getting an income, and that will not lead them to go back to work.
Unemployment only lasts 6 months.
Yeah, but if they change the law, it can last more than 6 months.
I don't think they're going to do that.
I don't think so either. But that's what they're talking about. All right. we have here our energy drinks made from urine becomes Amazon's bestseller.
Oh no, people are crazy if they drinking urine energy drinks.
Bloody and urine. The Amazon drivers are urinating in bottles because they are not allowed to go to the bathroom.
Wow.
The people who order these energy drinks don't know it's urine until they get it. Yeah. That's why they say stop. Say that again.
When they taste it in their mouth, they probably can tell.
No, you don't have to taste it in your mouth. When you take the lid off, you can smell urine.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're still drinking it.
Hey, they say Amazon say this is the best seller.
Amazon said, huh?
Uh-huh, that's where they got it from. People buying it from Amazon, urine. You see, there's an energy drink. Now, if a person has a problem and need a clean urine, these energy drinks would be a way of getting tests made better, wouldn't it? Huh?
Energy drinks ain't good for you.
No, I'm saying if a person find out that the energy drink is urine, and a person or persons need a clean urine, they want to buy these energy drinks from Amazon. To be used. All right. Okay. In Kentucky, a child operating a forklift at Kentucky warehouses. Okay. The federal officials, employee ages at the warehouses now is 11 and 13. They are driving forklifts, and they also have this company, which is called the Wayne It Company, is leased by and done by China. Okay?
Yeah.
China is hiring children to drive in Kentucky to drive forklift in warehouses to work. 11 and 13 year olders. And they also have 14-year-olders. Okay.
Well, they don't get tired.
Huh?
They don't get tired at that age, so they want them to work.
Yes, they do.
I think that's called child labor.
It is child labor. That's why the federal government is jumping on China. For having these kids work in there. They not only do they not get tired, they are consistent in working. This is fun to them. They got a job, they got money to take home to their family and buy stuff they want. Okay. They're jumping in a forklift and driving it. And if they doing that in Kentucky, all the other southern states is doing it, Alabama and all other places.
Oh, yeah,
all right, the next one is a former Delco deputy fire chief pleads guilty to unlawful contact with a minor, faces prison time. All right.
Yeah. They already said that. They ain't going to keep saying that. They got to ask R. Kelly.
All right, now, I got another one. This is an update. Army private who fled North Korea is charged with desertion held by United States military officials. He is facing charges including desertion and possessing sexual images of a child.
Who's tragic?
Say what?
The guy from China?
Yes. He is facing desertion charges and possessing sexual images of a child. Okay. So let's go on to the next one, unless you had something to say.
Mm-mm.
Wells Fargo warns of more branch closing and layoffs, nearly 50,000 recent job losses. Okay. The Justice Department reaches $107 million settlement over redlining lending practices for communities of color nationwide. Well, redlining is you move.